My name's Claire Rose and I work for PRS for Music as her education and outreach manager for the Southwest. And I was a guest speaker today at Beamin talking about PRS Music and the PRS Foundation.
So quickly summarise, first of all, what PRS is.
So PRS for Music is a royalty distribution and collection societies. So we represent our members' rights and we are run by our members. So our customers are music users. So we issue licenses to our customers. So and the money that's generated by those licenses are paid to our members whose works have been used as royalties. So that's basically PRS in a nutshell, I guess. There's a lot more that I could go into, but I would be taking up about 2 hours of your time.
Do you think many people know about PRS?
Do you know what? It's actually really surprising how many people don't know about PRS for music in the Southwest. I was speaking to one of my friends who, he's been gigging, since he was 18 and playing his own music, and I was like, he's joined PRS, and he was like, no, and I was like, oh my god, like I don't understand, like, and I think that's where the importance of my role and my team's role comes in. We do lectures and talks in universities and colleges. We do events to help promote awareness of PRS music and how we can help, and things like that. And I think there is like a massive percentage which don't know, and it's sometimes it's actually quite shocking. And it's like, oh no, like how do you not know? But I guess that's where our role comes in, and I absolutely love what I do. So,
because I'm a radio person, I'm a radio presenter, so I've worked in the radio station environment in the past, and PRS is the number one person and music directors going to, don't forget your PRS.
Yeah, pretty much. That's basically, when I do go to colleges and universities, so I always say, who here plays a writes their own music, everyone puts their hand up. Who here performs their own music live, everyone puts their hand up. Who here's a member of PRS? Literally, I think the most I've had is like two or three. And I think, and when I'm talking to them about PRS and what we do and how we can help, they're like, oh god, like that's really good. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, the joining fee, is that's just like for 1 year? And I'm like, no, it's for an absolute lifetime, And it should be the first thing that someone pops into their head, but people don't, unfortunately. So if
you're producing music, you're playing music, anything to do with music should be using your services.
If you are writing your own music, then yes. If you write your own music and you perform it live and things like that, then yeah, you should be a member of PRS. If you love what, I always say when I'm talking to people, if a builder came in and did some work for you, you wouldn't expect him to do it for free. And why should it be any different to musicians? Musicians want to make a career out of what they do, and rightly so, and, make money from it. It is really important. PRS royalties are one of the first royalties that, a writer or a musician or artist will get in their career. That's why it is so important. Well, I think so, anyway.
And as a radio station, I could tell you, they do chase you up for your money.
Yeah, definitely. But it is really important, and that's sort of where my role comes in. I want to, to tell people it's there to help you. Go for it. If you're at that stage in your career where you are starting to make money, then we can help you. Why not? So
let's talk about some of the things we discussed today then, some of the opportunities for people out there that are producing music.
Okay, so today I spoke about the PRS Music Foundation and the different funding schemes that are available. So briefly, PRS for Music Foundation are the UK's leading funder of new music. Since 2000, they have awarded more than $22 million to over 5,200 new music projects. So I talked about the Open Funding Scheme, the Momentum Fund, the Women Make Music Fund, and the International Showcase Fund. Also spoke about some other little schemes that they do in collaboration with other organisations, such as the Glastonbury Emerging Talent Competition, Flash Funding, which is just, it's the deadline in 3 days, so everyone should be going for that one. And the Steve Reed Innovation Award. I gave some top tips to people, when you are applying, what should you have in mind? You know, have good music, get across what you want to get across clearly, apply for the right fund. If you're in doubt, ask someone, check it and check it again, and have a strong business case as well. And yeah, that was sort of it in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, you had lots of interesting questions afterwards as well.
I did, yeah. I had a lot of interesting questions. I get them all the time. A lot of which I didn't know, but I'm always happy to find out for people. But I like questions, because the ones that I don't know, then I can find out, and then I know.
Now, anyone that's heard this today, then, that does have any questions for you, how do they get in contact?
They give us an email. Well, you can give me an email. So my email is Claire Rose, C-L-A-I-R-E, rose@prsmusic.com. I'm actually on the Beamin Facebook as well, so you're more than welcome to ping me a direct message if you don't have my email, and then I'll send you my email to you as well. But I'm always open to helping people. So even if your question is, you think is the most stupidest of questions, please ask it, because it's probably a really, really good one. And there's always something, I will always find, even if I don't know the answer, I'll find it out for you. So
excellent.
I'm always happy to help.
Lovely. Thanks for doing this.
No worries. Thank you.